Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for allowing us into your home this evening. If you have your Bible handy, we're going to be continuing our series of messages entitled, What Will It Take to Shake Off the Viper? And our text comes to us this evening from Acts chapter 28. If you have your Bible turned there, we're going to be looking into this portion of God's Word, and we're going to read there at verse number 3. In that portion of Scripture, we find Paul picking up a bundle of sticks, and as he's doing that, he is greeted by a poisonous snake. Notice in verse number 3, the Bible says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live." But then we read in verse number 5, "And when he shook off the beast into the fire, he felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god." If you are joining us from the last broadcast, we began to look at several different types of venomous poisonous snakes that may have the capability of latching themselves on to you and I. And of course, we are looking at this from a spiritual standpoint. If you recall on the last broadcast, we entertained the thought of how that even Esau was bitten with the viper of indifference. We were looking at the text over in Genesis chapter 25, verse 32, as Esau displayed this disdain towards the birthright, for he said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" We also viewed the man Haman and how he himself had been bitten by the viper of pride. Of course, he thought himself to be some powerful one, some affluent one, some authoritative one compared to the man Mordecai. He had built up bitterness toward God's man and said this. We read these words in Esther chapter 5, verse 13. The Bible says, "Yet all this availeth me nothing, so much or so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Friend, what hatred, what bitterness, what pride. We move further as we look at some of the examples that are given to us of those who have been bitten by this poisonous snake, this spiritual snake called a viper. Peter was also bitten, and for him, it was a viper of fear. You remember how the Lord Jesus Christ would issue these very words to Peter over there in Matthew chapter 26, verse 34. The Lord said, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou wilt deny me thrice." And friend, can I say this to you? When the pressure was on, when the challenge presented itself, when the Lord was nowhere around, Peter caved like an old suit. And friend, how important it is for you and I to understand that this poisonous snake, this viper, if you will, just as it was able to attack Peter, just as it was able to attack Haman, and just as it was able to attack Esau, my friend, it has the capability of attacking you and I. Maybe there's someone listening to this broadcast right now, and Satan's grip has latched on to you, and you are trying to figure out, how can I break free from the grip of the devil himself? Well, friend, I have good news for you. Just like the Apostle Paul was able to shake that venomous devil off his hand, you and I can do the same tonight. But you might ask the question, what is it that we can do? How can I rid my life of this poisonous snake? Well, number one, if that's going to happen, it will take a willingness on your part. a willingness on your part. Many people talk about the things that have latched on to them. They say, oh, I wish that I could get the victory over this sin. I wish that I can turn my life around and be more committed to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friend, in my line of work, I often say that talk is cheap. If you're going to get the victory in your life, you have to first of all want it. There must be a willingness. There's an old saying that goes, if there's a will, there's often a way. Now that's true. The Bible says over there in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now I am not a proponent of mind over matter, nor am I one that is bought into that old expression, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. But friend, let me say this. If you are going to shake that old viper, there must be a willingness to do so. Over there in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 41, Jesus, before he was apprehended, would issue these amazing prophetic words to his disciples. He said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hey, neighbor, is that viper attached to you at this moment? If so, you must shake off the beast. And to do that, you must have the attitude that is in the arena of a willingness to make it happen. But number two, you have to also work at it. Not only must there be a willingness to do it, but it will take work. Look at verse number three in our text this evening. The Bible says, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heap and fastened on his hand. If you're not willing to put forth any effort, you will be defeated, and so will others who are associated with you. You see, my friend, the labor, the work that Paul had invested in this particular situation was not only for his benefit, it was for the benefit of others. And this viper, this setback, this attitude, this sin can be shaken off, but you must be willing to work at it. The situation that you're in right now, it didn't happen overnight. There was a series of days and months and even years that led you to the place where you're at this moment. And if victory is to be experienced in your life, you have to understand you're going to have to work at it, and you're going to have to also be willing to make it happen. So I said, to get victory over this, to understand what it means to defeat this viper, it requires work. It requires a willingness. But then thirdly, it's going to take your willingness to wrestle this thing through. What do you mean, preacher? Look at verse number 5 in our text here in Acts chapter 28. The Bible says, and he shook off the beast into the fire, and he felt no harm. What an amazing thing. Friends, this is a no-so situation in which the Bible tells us that Paul had to shake this thing off his hand. He had to wrestle with it. He had to put forth much more than just work. He had to give it his all. This requires some intense activity. For faith without works is dead, my friend. You must be willing to wrestle through until the breaking or the dawning of the next day. Let me ask you, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want to experience victory? Yes, you're going to have to work at it. And yes, there must be a willingness, but friend, you're going to have to wrestle with this thing. Just as Jacob was willing to wrestle with that angel of God and was able to get the victory and walk away a brand new victorious man. Oh, friend, listen, you've got to shake off the viper if you are to be declared victorious. And when you do, let me close by saying this. Others will witness the power of God in your life. What do you mean, preacher? Look at verse number 6 once again in Acts chapter 28. The Bible says, "Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said that he was a god." What an amazing thing. What did these people notice about Paul? They assumed that he was a god. Hey, people who observe you in the past will see that God is the one at work in the present as you are able to shake off the viper. Do you want victory? Do you want to walk in a way that's right, a way that's clean, a way that's new? Then friend, if so, it will take a willingness. If so, it will take work. If so, it will take wrestling on your part. And when you do, the morning will come and others will see the power of God in your life. And in the end, they too will develop this newfound love and appreciation for the God that you have. What about it, my friend? Have you experienced this thing? Have you shaken loose this old viper? Or is this viper leading you around causing havoc and chaos and disappointment and defeat in your life? Well, it all starts at the cross if you are to experience success, if you are to experience victory. Call out to Jesus Christ. I did over 35 years ago. And as a result of that, the Lord has delivered me from many of vipers. And he's willing to do the same with you if you allow him. What about it? Will you be willing to call out to the great deliverer? Will you be willing to trust him as your savior? Will you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?